Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated her 18th anniversary. She is a tax attorney extraordinaire. She's one of the greatest small business resources on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And she's written all the important books on how to make sure you stay squared up with your taxes. All the different things that you need to know about the small business taxes, and whether you're filing or complying or whatever you got to do, and among many other books that she's written that help small business owners, and we wouldn't do without her. She's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Barbara. Interns. I've been encouraging my audience to think about interns for a long time now. I was late to this game. But in the last 10 years or so, we've gotten more involved with interns. And, you know, when I was a pup, an intern was somebody who was a gopher, right? When they showed up, they were the ones that went and got coffee and got the sandwiches, took the lunch orders and things like that. Today, interns show up and they're ready to work. They want to sit at a desk and start producing. They know stuff that lets them become a producer especially in terms of technical stuff, immediately. And so interns are good business, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's first of all a way to help staff yourself in the summer when your employees are taking vacations. Mm-hmm. It's also a great way to kind of test drive future employees.
Yep.
You never know. You may be able to put them on the payroll.
Every intern we've used, we've hired.
Well, there you go. You prove the point.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, it doesn't hurt to just help out students who are looking for summer work and getting experience. And you can't really lose. It's really a good thing. The trick here, though, or I shouldn't say the trick, but the trap, is that some employers look at summer interns as free labor. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that because you can get in trouble with the Department of Labor.
There was a time when you could do it.
Well, perhaps, but they made it absolutely clear now that you can only use unpaid interns if you meet certain conditions, where really they're there to learn and you're monitoring them and teaching them and such, and you're spending time with them rather than just if you're using them to be productive in your business.
If they're shadowing, you're saying if they're shadowing you, so to speak, you don't have to pay them. But if they're taking an assignment, you have to pay them.
Pretty much. Actually, the Department of Labor has six conditions, and if you can go to my blog from April 14th and see those six conditions or the
right.
Department of Labor, and if you have to meet all of the conditions to be able to get away with not paying them.
Right, right.
And I'll tell you frankly, many of the companies these days are paying summer interns really kind of handsomely.
Well, I'll tell you,
years
before anybody ever in the government ever said anything about having to pay interns, I've never had an intern I didn't pay minimum wage. I never let somebody come in my building and produce something, do anything without paying them something. And I paid a minimum wage because that was more than they expected to get. And they were just, you know, it was just a part time. It was actually helping them. Many times it's helping them justify part of their coursework, right? An intern in college is they have to have a certain number of hours to justify part of their schedule. And so I've always paid a minimum wage. I'm not sure what's going to happen if the wackos decide that they want to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's going to change things.
Well, for sure. But I'll tell you one thing. MasterCard's paying summer interns this year $25 an hour.
Wow. Do they need any help?
Exactly.
How could I qualify for that?
I always feel like I'm working for minimum
wage. I'm just a small business owner. I don't make near that much money.
That's right.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. One of the other things to note, though, if you're thinking of taking on summer workers, you may be eligible for a tax credit if you hire a summer youth who lives in an empowerment zone, and they're all over the country, and you kind of know if you're located there or if they're located there. So if you're hiring a 16 or 17-year-old, you're going to get a tax credit to really help offset some of your wages.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to spend a little more time on the tax credit thing. And we'll talk a little bit more about this, folks. This is something to pay attention to. 20 till, right back with Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.